Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A few years ago, I was driving cross-country to attend a family reunion. I'd planned out my route, scheduling a night stop at an old college friend's along the way. The weather was terrible, and the traffic slowed down before stopping completely. I later found out that this was due to an accident up ahead. I eventually started moving again. I was 5 hours behind schedule and nowhere near my friend's house. I was exhausted and in need of a bathroom and a shower. So when I drove down a back road and saw a small motel, I pulled into the parking lot. Okay, so this place looked like a dump, but at least it was somewhere to recharge before I hit the road again. I walked over to the check-in window and watched as a guy appeared. He looked at me up and down and then glared at me. He asked me if I was traveling alone. Feeling uncomfortable, I ignored his question and handed him my bank card and ID. Cash only, $30. At this point, red flags were going off in my mind. What motel doesn't take bank cards in 2018? But not wanting to agitate the situation, I searched my pockets and managed to scrounge together just enough cash. Then he tossed me a clunky old key. I walked over to the room. The room was dirty, barely bigger than the bed. I quickly used the bathroom, the state of which was being left to the imagination. And then I flipped the mattress to see rusty red patches all over it, signs of bed bugs. A moment later, I saw a cockroach. That was it. I was out of there. I decided that I would use the parking space at least, and slept in the back trunk of my SUV. I curled up using a suitcase as a pillow and some of my clothes as a blanket. It wasn't ideal, but I was so zonked out, and I actually managed to fall asleep for about an hour. I awoke to talking sounds coming from directly outside. I glanced out of the window to see the guy from the check-in standing outside talking on his phone. It was about 3 a.m. He finished up his call and then walked quietly over to my room. I watched on in disbelief as he unlocked it and then walked straight in. The lights didn't turn on, and a minute or two later, he came back out, slamming the door behind him, cursing with another guy. I hadn't seen the second guy enter, so I still don't know where he came from. But if I had to guess, he must have been hiding somewhere in the room. They talked angrily for a moment, and then the check-in guy walked over to my SUV. I covered my head quickly with my shirt and stayed as still and silently as I could. I heard him rattle the locked door. Then I saw a shifting shadow, and I knew that he was trying to peer into the back. My heart was in my mouth. But luckily, between my tinted windows and blending into the general mess, he didn't notice me in the back. The two guys walked away to the far side of the parking lot, talking more, with one gesturing across the street where a diner was. While they were distracted, I quietly climbed into the front seat and started up the car. I didn't hesitate to drive out of there. They turned around in surprise as I pulled away. The last thing I remember seeing in my rearview mirror was the check-in guy looking directly at me. He gave a single nod of his head as he continued to watch me leave, as if to say, "You were lucky to escape." I called my friend and rambled about what just happened. Even though it was past 3 a.m. at this point, I'd clearly woken him up. I didn't tell my family because I didn't want them to worry. The next day, using Google Maps, my friend helped me figure out the name and location of the motel. Then, we called the cops.
They seemed surprised by my call and said they'd send someone out to look. A little bit later, they informed us that the motel was deserted. They had been for quite some time. This clearly freaked me out. Whomever these guys were, they were definitely not the owners. I tried my best to put it out of my mind and enjoy my family reunion, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. Even now, I often think back to that night and find my mind plagued of what could have happened to me if I spent the night in that room or slept in the front seat of my car. The year was 2017. I was house hunting to begin a new chapter in my life. My mom found this ad on Craigslist for a house that came with very basic facilities. The homeowner was a man, and he mentioned that he had a vacant room upstairs for rent. The ad also mentioned that there were other rooms upstairs that were occupied by females, and that he doesn't rent to males because of their partying and bad behavior. Sounds good. And on top of that, it was the cheapest that I could find in the area. So I decided to take a look. I reached the house around 2 in the afternoon, a decent house in a decent neighborhood. I rang the doorbell and patiently waited. Footsteps could be heard, and a man opened the door. He was probably in his late 40s. A smile appeared on his face, and he said hello to welcome us in. The inside of the house wasn't that bad. The floors were clean, and the big chandelier hanging from the top enlightened the house pretty well. A big wooden stairway on my left showed the way upstairs. "So, how many girls live here?" I asked, making a stroll around the living room. The man rubbed his palms together like he was trying to think and said, just two for now. They're out, on the job." I nodded my head and said, "Can I see the room?" "Yes, of course. Follow me." We headed towards the staircase to go up. As I thought, since he said on the ad that my room was upstairs with the other roommates. But he opened another door, and we followed. He took us down this long, narrow hallway, which opened to this small room, which, oddly enough, had no closet, no windows, and a broken door. He proceeded to say that this was my room, and I would be sharing the bathroom in the hallway with him, and his bedroom did not have a door on it. I was definitely thinking, absolutely not. At this point, I was sure that something was very off with this guy. He was being really sketchy and was now asking me to live in a room with a broken door while sharing a bathroom next to his doorless bedroom, after which he then led me upstairs to show me the other rooms. The century-old stairs creaked in pain as we set foot on them. There were two rooms side by side, and the room had their doors wide open. The fact that he said the rooms were rented made me suspicious because even if the door locks were broken, I don't think any girl would leave their room door open like that. Unless he secretly enters their room in their absence. Once I entered the room, I was very surprised. There was furniture, but not a single item in there looked like it belonged to a woman. There were no mirrors or clothes or anything. Only men's clothes in one of the closets, and he had no problem with me creeping around this tenant's room without their permission. He then said he has some stuff in their closets, but they don't mind. That, to me, didn't make any sense. Why would someone pay for you to use their space for storage? Something in my heart started telling me that I needed to get out of this place right now. As soon as I turned around, I saw the man blocking the doorway, and with a creepy smile, he said, "I can show you the basement. We have a pool table down there." I cringed in fear. A cold shiver ran down my spine, but I spoke back in a calm voice. "Maybe some other time. I don't want to keep my mom waiting. She's outside." Hearing that I didn't come alone, his face turned pale. He quickly moved out of my way and said, "Okay. Let me know when you want to move in." I hurried down the stairs saying, "Sure," and ran out of the house as if my life depended on it, because it freaking did. I told my mom everything. She praised me for my presence of mind and told me to report the Craigslist ad right away so that no other innocent girl like myself would step into the same trap. But as I checked the site to report the advertisement was nowhere to be found. It was swept clean from the face of the internet. We reported the guy, but the cops didn't do anything and said there was no probable cause for an arrest. Till today, it scares me whenever I recall how the man asked to show me the basement. God knows what he had planned for me. A few weeks ago, I had to fly out to a small town I've never been to in order to look for a place to live. I'm moving there in the fall to start grad school. My boyfriend flew with me, and before the trip, I researched all sorts of apartments on Craigslist and set up a bunch of appointments. Our first appointment was in the afternoon in this sort of remote residential area. The landlord sounded fine over email and asked to call him an hour before the appointment to confirm that I was coming. I called, but he didn't answer. So my boyfriend and I started walking to the house and just hoped that he would show up. Maybe 10 minutes before the appointment, he called. "Are you coming?" he asked. He sounded like an older man and had this very strange, slow way of talking, but I just thought that he was older. "Yes, we're in front of the house now." He got extremely upset. "We?" "Oh, yes, my boyfriend's with me." "You never told me you had a boyfriend." It had never crossed my mind to have told him this information, since my boyfriend would not be coming to live with me. He was just helping me look for apartments on my trip. I told the man, so after a very long pause, he said, "I'm sorry, it's just sometimes people don't tell me when they're in a relationship, and it surprises me. I'll see you soon." Then he hung up. I told my boyfriend about what the man said, and he was immediately weirded out. He wanted to leave, but there was slim picking in terms of real estate at this point, so I told him that we had to stay, in case this place was the place. As we were discussing it, we saw a man leave the house we were going to view. This man was young and extremely sketchy looking, greasy hair, furtive eyes. He took one look at us and ran out of the house to his car and pulled away from the curb with a screech. Okay, so now we're really weirded out, but this isn't enough for us to bail just yet. As we were looking at each other, wondering what to do, the landlord arrived. He was in his 50s, very tall, very strong looking. His eyes are completely blank and empty of warmth or emotion. He slowly walked up to us and said, "I'd shake your hands, but mine are dirty." "What from?" "Work," was the flat reply. He asked us a lot of questions about me, completely ignoring my boyfriend. The entire time, he continuously stared into my eyes without blinking. "What am I going to school for? What are the places am I considered living? Is my boyfriend moving into the town too?" I tried to give answers that were as vague as possible. Meanwhile, my boyfriend asked the landlord questions of the same kind, which he refused to answer. He then said, "Let me show you the basement." At this point, I should have noped out of there, but I didn't. I kept thinking that this was an eccentric old man from a small town. We're city folk, and that we were just being paranoid. My boyfriend, on the other hand, wanted out, but he followed us as the man led us to the back of the house, away from the street, to this sort of detached shed. He opened the door, and we saw that there were stairs leading down into utter darkness. He flipped the switch at the top of the stairs, and the light didn't come on. Normally, the response for something like this is, "Oh shit, the lights are out," or something like that. But he just said, and slowly walked down to the darkness. There he stood, without moving, in the dark, and said, "Are you coming down?" "There's nothing to see if the lights are out." The landlord just stood there, for a long while, then slowly walked up the stairs and closed the basement door without saying anything. He took us into the house. Weird and increasingly creepy things ensued. The front door, the only exit to the house, locked automatically. And when my boyfriend tried to fiddle with it, the man got really upset and told him to leave it alone. He managed to get it open secretly, though. The man kept trying to box us into small rooms and kept reaching his hands into his pockets, only to take them away when he caught us looking. On Craigslist and in person, the man claimed that there was a grad student already living in the house, but the evidence of that seemed arranged. There were a neat pile of generic textbooks on the table, but not one thing a 20-something-year-old might read. There was a bowl of fruit on the table, but no other food in the pantry or utensils. There were maybe 3 t-shirts in the closet. This supposed grad student wasn't out of town, but the landlord couldn't say what school he went to or how long he'd been renting the house. Finally, the man had shown us every single room in the house but one. This one he refused to open, claiming it was just the attic and we didn't need to see anything up there. He gave us several reasons when we inquired. It was unfinished, or there was furniture up there. It would smell bad. This last one, I believed, because standing near the door, it smelled terrible. Finally, we made our excuses and bolted out of there. The man walked us out, pretending to go to his car and leave. And when he thought he had turned the corner, slowly sauntered back into the house. My boyfriend, fixated on the idea that there was something wrong with this guy, Googled the man that night. We found out 3 things. That he was a pillar of the community, known by a lot of the townspeople. That there was no evidence of him owning or managing a real estate company, as he claimed on Craigslist. And that he had listed his home address as the very house we had been touring. The house where the so-called grad student lived.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.